This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trouble in Paradise now. The Warriors come out to play. I thought you guys had that game sealed up. I thought you guys were the favorites to win it all. How did you just get your doors blown off, Warriors, by almost 50 points? You know there's never been an NBA champion that ever got blown out by 40 points in a game during the playoffs. Maybe it can be you, Warriors. Maybe you'll be another team, another time for you that you break a record that's never been set before. It all began by Steph Curry deciding he wanted to showboat, deciding he didn't want to be humble. He said, getting a little loosey-goosey. Kendra Andrews, Malika Andrews' sister, asked Steph Curry about the game plan heading into Game 5. Let's just let her tell you herself.
But Malika, I also asked Stephen Curry what the plan was tonight, and he just turned around and looked at me and said, whoop that trick. That is our game plan.
My goodness. Taking their own catchphrase and putting it back. Thank you so much.
That was not a good idea. Whoop that trick. Steph, do you even know what that means? Like, really? Do you even know? It's like when I started saying pushing pee, and I thought it was like pushing positivity, but wasn't really sure what it actually meant. It's like that. I don't really know. I'm pretty sure it's this, but like, if you told me it was something else, I'd be like, yeah. That sounds right. I'm not in as much with the culture anymore. I'm grown now. We got shows to write. So the game plan was to, quote, whoop that trick. And instead, they were the tricks. They got their asses whooped. Worst playoff loss in Golden State history. At one point, Golden State was down 55 points. 55 points. Are you kidding me? Normally, you just wash this game away. You ride it off. One of those nights, right? It has now been 8 full quarters, and the Grizzlies have outplayed Golden State 98% of those times. This is not the same team that scored 142 in Game 3. Something is in the water. Oh my, Steve Kerr COVID. What is happening with this? The offense is not flowing. And multiple times in the last game, both Draymond and Curry are visibly frustrated when cuts are not being made by the young boys. Hey, get in your spots! Folks, this is an issue. This is an issue I've been talking about since the 2021 draft. I've been saying this for nearly 2 years now. James Wiseman's not the answer. James Wiseman's never going to be there for you. You need a real center. And yours doesn't have it. The Warriors are getting dominated by Jaren Jackson, Brandon Clark, and most importantly, Steven Adams. It's Adams' return to health in this series that has been the dramatic turning point. The Warriors never addressed their lack of size in the middle, and now they're paying the price. They've gotten out-rebounded on the boards, 18-4 offensive boards. Truth be told, the series should already be over. Memphis should have already closed their asses out if Ja was healthy, if they would have just wouldn't have let the lead go away in Game 4, or Ja would have hit his layup in Game 1. It's night-night. The Warriors should not be the favorites to win at all. The Warriors, even if they come out with a win against Memphis Grizzlies, you can't do this to the Suns. The Suns will pulverize you. Kidding me? They turned the ball over 14 times, leading to 25 Memphis points. They gave up 77 points in the first half to a team that was missing its top scorer and biggest star. They were down 27 at the end of the first half and got outscored 42-17 in the third quarter. This is a team that literally just made their stars rest in the middle of the third quarter at Golden State. The other major problem that the Warriors are having are they're just fouling like crazy. discipline issues, carelessness, and it's hurting the team. They had 23 fouls, 17 for Memphis in Game 5. An astounding 9 players on that team had 2 or more fouls. Folks, warning, warning. Golden State is showing, I see your true colors shining. I hate to see it. Hate to fucking see it. And it's not just a problem for this Memphis series. Like I said, it's a problem, period. I've been talking about this for a minute now. All of the fears that I had about Golden State coming to light right now. I was accused of slandering them, but you know what? Maybe I just see things before they come to light. Sloppy with the rock, no interior defense. When threes don't fall, they have trouble scoring. Then the other team gets out to a transition offense. What do you do then? It just piles on and piles on and piles on. And the Grizz are doing this without Ja Morant. It is incredible how fluid their offense is running without Ja. They don't have a reliable bucket getter in the fourth quarter, but who cares when you're up 50? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And they're doing it without Dylan Brooks. He's been so bad, even he's saying he's trash. He said in his post-game presser, I'm my worst critic. I know I'm playing like trash. I know I'm not shooting the three, but I'm trying to do the little things. DB going to still be there on the defensive end trying to minimize points from their best players. Taylor Jenkins told Dylan Brooks, it's not about doing more. It's just about doing better. And if Brooks gets going, now that Desmond Bane's gotten going and Steven Adams is going and even Jaren Jackson is going. I mean, everybody's going. Look out. The Warriors are looking at a Game 7 in Memphis, and I think it might just be, whoop that trick! Whoop that trick!
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.